First tonight to the bushfires in New South Wales, and it's been a hot, dry and windy afternoon across the state. And as we go to air tonight, three bushfires are threatening properties across New South Wales. Nearly a week after some homes were destroyed by fire, people in the Blue Mountains town of Springwood are again under threat from ember attacks. And on the state's north coast, bushfires near Minmai, near Lake Macquarie and in Newcastle's southern suburbs are putting properties under threat. Tom Nightingale reports.
The forecast was for dangerously hot and windy conditions, and by mid-afternoon it came to pass. But the Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, says now the threat in the Blue Mountains has been averted.
We have seen today, and indeed building throughout this week, one of the most significant threats to the Blue Mountains and Hawkesbury communities that's unparalleled. Never before have we seen the extent of damage and destruction and wide-scale fire activity at this time of the year. We've seen that threat to the Blue Mountains and the broader Hawkesbury community averted.
About 70 fires are still burning across the state, and 7 days after some homes burnt to the ground, Blue Mountains residents of Springwood are facing embers blowing towards their properties. The fire is still burning within a control line of bushland burnt by firefighters over the past few days. But the wind is such that embers are travelling in and around houses in the Springwood and Falconbridge areas. Fires have also flared up on the north coast. West of Newcastle and near Lake Macquarie, a bushfire is burning west of the Pacific Highway. The Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons.
There is still a lot of fire activity, firefighting activity occurring on the western edge of that freeway. Firefighters have done an amazing job there as well in holding that fire on that western edge, and there's still many hours of work to try and bring that fire completely under control.
The town of Minmai is on the opposite side of the highway, and earlier local residents were preparing for the worst as the fire was blowing towards them. A public school was evacuated as a precaution, but a short time ago the highway was reopened to southbound traffic as the bushfire threat was downgraded. Closer to the beach, a fire is burning near the Newcastle suburbs of Redhead and Dudley. Both are next to bushland, and the southwesterly winds are blowing the flames towards the coast. The hot weather and gusts of winds are expected to remain well into the evening. The wind will probably change overnight, but it's unlikely to involve rain. The Rural Fire Service says a southerly wind will mostly be a good thing, but will still involve danger.
Given that the majority of these fire fronts are burning to the north of populated areas, a southwesterly influence will have the benefit of keeping it away from communities immediately adjacent to the south of those fire edge. That doesn't mean that will make all these fire grounds trouble-free. As a matter of fact, it has the very real potential to present new challenges, particularly in the northern end of the Winmalee-Springwood fire.
Come tomorrow, wind gusts are expected to be 60 to 80 kilometres an hour. Schools will shut, although the closures will be less widespread than today.
They are targeted across the most at-risk areas in the Blue Mountains and Hawkesbury community areas. The wide-scale nature of school closures today will not continue tomorrow, simply because the risk for those areas will not be as widespread and certainly will not affect the broad area of the Blue Mountains community, particularly along the Great Western Highway.
Those who left the Blue Mountains in advance of the danger are now wondering when they can return. Fire chiefs say people should be able to return this evening, but they're warning the danger isn't over yet.
We've got lightning strike fires popping up through the west of the Putty area, for example, up through the Hunter. They're all going to present challenges, not today, they will tomorrow and they will the next day and indeed over the coming weeks. So there's plenty of work still for firefighters in the days and weeks ahead, and clearly, depending on how that unfolds, there'll be a number of other communities that will need to be focusing attention in relation to what their exposure is and what their actions might need to be in the event that these fires continue to develop and grow in the absence of any meaningful rain.
That's the Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons ending Tom Nightingale's report.